usually made in a circular form, kind of a twisted before it's made into a circle. And it has a sugar coating, and because it's sweetened, I guess that's why they call it sweet.
Okay. How about different varieties of coffee cake that you're familiar with?
Well, there's apple cake, I know so many of them.
Do you ever hear of a strudel?
Oh, yeah, strudel. Oh, yeah. Well, that really is more of a dessert. I know that apple strudel, that's not associated with coffee cakes. My mother used to make the strudel.
How about I ever hear of a stollen?
A stollen is a circular wreath. They often used to call it a wreath, or they used to have a name, a crunch, meaning a wreath. A coffee wreath is another name for it. It was a circular thing. Probably,
what was it called?
The German plant, a Kranz, K-R-A-N-Z, meaning a wreath. A crown, I should say. And then there's also a form cake. My mother used to make them, made in a form. They were high, and with a hole in the center, the cake form had a projection that rose from the bottom, and so it was an opening in the center. And the cake was kind of built around it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they really called a really old-fashioned coffee cake we used to have. Mm-hmm. A high cake, and it was cut and sliced, you know, from the main.
Okay, well, how about things that you sometimes have for breakfast with syrup on them?
Pancakes, wheat cakes, pancakes, flapjacks, often call them hot cakes. Buckwheat cakes, I haven't had since I was a kid. Did you ever eat buckwheat cakes?
Yeah.
I haven't had them in many years.
How about this? What do you call the center of an egg?
The yolk.
How about you have 1 pound of flour, you add another, then what do you have?
2 pounds of flour. That must make me seem silly answer, but
no, that's right. But some say, people say 2 pounds. That's why.
Oh, 2 pounds. You mean that with the S? Some say that.
Yeah, some got the S. But
I see. I didn't know.
What color? What is the color of the yolk of the egg?
Well, it sometimes depends on the egg or the cookie. It's usually, I would say, yellow.
Okay.
I've seen them sometimes are kind of reddish too. You know, they're kind of a red tinge to them. I don't know what makes it that gives them that color. But yellow is the. Sometimes we get a golden yellow.
How about some different ways to prepare eggs? What do you call them when you prepare eggs in water? Just heat the water.
You mean boil them?
Okay.
Boiled egg. And also in boiling water, you poach an egg. Of course, they're dropped from the shell into the hot water.
What kind of eggs do you have there?
Poached. P-O-A-C-H-E-D.
Okay.
Poached eggs.
And that's just dropped?
They're dropped into the water. Sometimes they float on the water with someone, and usually they have a small open form made of probably stainless steel or even tin or metal to keep the contents together from spreading to keep it in close contact.
What do you call the man who prepares meat, who cuts the meat up at the
store? Butcher.
And what happens if meat is left out too long? It becomes what?
Rancid.
And what if it's another word for it besides that? Butter is, we often say butter.
Butter is rancid.
Yeah, but what does meat become? The meat is what?
Tainted.
Okay.
Is that correct? I mean, do you want another word?
That'd be,
Does tainted give you the answer?
That's one, or one, another one, I think you have it.
Well, I didn't,